Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback. Let me get this straight. You thought that you were just going to beat on and jump on, gang up on a man, a black man who was just trying to do his job with all these people standing around. You thought that they weren't going to do nothing? Boy, were you mistaken.
Nope.
Hey, Ousters.
Hey, everybody.
We're here with part two of the episode, Brawling in Bama, Brawling Bama, to clear up some facts. I'll give you a little bit more information. But before we do, we wanted to mention or give our prayers to the folks in Hawaii who are experiencing the wildfires. 53 people have, and that's the count as of earlier today when I looked. So those numbers may change, but there's a lot of people impacted by that. And that's those are the wildfires in Hawaii. It's really impacting Maui. But prayers for them. Prayers for them. So I did want to start off the episode with that. And yeah, condolences to anyone who has lost anyone as a result from the wildfires. So getting back to this Montgomery brawl. Because when we first started recording the episode, we quickly realized that there was going to be we needed to have a part two. Mm-hmm. Because some of not the details, but the people involved, we didn't really know who they were. And when we first started recording, we really didn't know. And now there's more things coming out that we wanted to touch base on. Because, you know, we're not just talking out of our asses. This is a real scenario. If you guys are paying attention to the news, I'm sure that you guys have seen it. But if you're not paying attention to the news, hey, you may not know. So we're going to kind of make some corrections in some cases and or give you more information of what is going on since that initial brawl. So, yeah, let's do it.
Well, one thing we found out was that he is not a security guard. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad, not that being a security guard is a problem, but he's actually the co-captain of the of the boat.
Yeah,
that was trying to dock, right? So
yep,
our apologies, but I think everybody thought everybody that was watching, a lot of people was referring to him as a security guard. So we wasn't the only ones not taking accountability by any means, but the fact that we was referring to this man who is actually the co-captain of this ship as a security guard. So apologies for not giving him his correct title and knowing who he was. So that was definitely a misunderstanding.
Yes. And I think so the news has been reporting his name. So Mr. Pickett, sorry for the news has pretty much reported that his name is Mr. Damian Pickett. We apologize for that misinformation. It was being reported pretty much everywhere that you were actually a security guard, and clearly you're not. Now we know that you were actually the co-captain of the, and here's the second correction, it was a dinner cruise, not a party boat.
Okay.
I don't know what the difference is. I'm gonna still assume that there may have been some cocktails involved, but it was a dinner cruise,
Right.
and not a party boat. And for some clarification, Mr. Pickett was not the only victim from the, what is that called? From the,
Brawl in
yeah,
the
oh, the
brawl.
press, no, from the press conference, from the local PD.
Oh, okay. Because it was a young boy, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
So, right, there's a second victim here that they initially are speaking about, and that was a 16-year-old juvenile who was also struck during, during the course of that very first initial brawl. He was pushed out the way. Yeah, so there's more than one victim here. It's not just the co-captain of the dinner cruise. There's also a 16-year-old child. I think it was interesting that from what was said and what wasn't said during that press conference, some of my notes, some of the notes here, just the Cliff Notes version of that is, the local PD, they're consulting with state police, local DA, and here's the interesting one, the local FBI. I don't know what the implications of that is,
I think a hate
but
crime.
girl, it's very possible. It's possible. I think it's possible. Warrants have been issued. Yep. The name, the warrants have been issued for, now I think this may change as we, as we go through the week or so, but warrants were issued for three people. And I'm going to go ahead and take go and say allegedly, even though we have the video of the press conference, I'm just going to go ahead and say allegedly. But the warrants were issued for Richard Roberts, Alan Todd, and Zachary Shipman. And then the gentleman who was swinging the folding chair is also, they're looking to speak with him. So that's what came about, or what we learned when it came to from the press conference. So yeah, I thought it was interesting that they're talking to the local FBI. Like, could this really be considered a, is there potential for a hate crime, considering that race cannot be ignored when it comes here?
So, do you feel any differently since we have more information? Because this isn't the only updates that we've discovered. So, do you feel any differently from when we initially
Well, let's go through
covered
it
it,
because
right?
I do and I don't.
Okay. Okay.
I do and I, oh God, it's so hard. I do and I don't. Some of this may be rumor. Okay, so that's why I just want to preface it by saying this could potentially be rumors. So allegedly, the brawlers, the ones who initiated the physical fight after, I guess, after they got home, because I think there was 13 people that were initially taken into custody the night of, but they ended up going to the hospital. And I have a video of it. We can't play it on air. We're not going to do that, but I just have it saved. But they initially went to a hospital. And again, this is rumor. they, because now they are in Montgomery, Alabama, okay, but they went to the hospital, and because the nurses and the staff were allegedly people of color, and I say allegedly because we weren't there, because the staff there were people of color, they called the police, and the police basically told them, you can either be treated here or leave. They chose to leave, but in the course of them being there, according to what we saw, according to rumors, they were hostile to the staff because they were people of color, and it's quite possible that the N-word was thrown out during the course of their, I don't even know what to call this. So that was interesting to kind of see or hear about, because, you know, when we initially recorded part one, we were kind of hesitant to say, is there a racial element, even though we did kind of feel, or I kind of felt that yes, there is, but I think more importantly that you cannot ignore that part. It would be nice to be able to say it's just two people getting into it. It's not two people, right? Because we know it was a brawl, right? The guy was jumped.
Right.
But I'm just using that as a term. Like, it'd be nice to be able to say it's just, you know, a difference of opinion that's causing this fight, but you really can't leave it there when you consider some of the, you know, social media things that are going on. And then now this rumor that's kind of coming about. Mr. Reggie Gray allegedly was the gentleman who was swinging the folding chair. And I won't say what show he was on because it's like a really famous person. And I don't want no smoke, okay? Mm-hmm. But he went on a morning radio show and was basically saying, again, this is rumor, he's basically saying that he just kind of blacked out and just picked up the chair and started swinging, is what I kind of gathered from what I saw on that video. And I want to take it back to what we were talking about in the last episode, because there's a generational trauma that people just don't understand unless you are a person of color. Mm-hmm. And just because you don't see it, just because you've never experienced it, doesn't mean that it's not true. So I don't, you know, and I think you kind of spoke something about, you had mentioned something like that. There's more going on here. It's not just about this. It's bigger. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where maybe that's, we need to consider that when you look at Mr. Gray. Mm-hmm. Because I can see. Yeah.
So this is my question, and it occurred to me when you were talking. So do you feel like if that private boat and that captain would have gotten into it, but let's say the private boat would have been Black people, mm-hmm. right? Do you feel that they would have all jumped to his aid the same way? Mm. Or do you feel like it wouldn't have got there? Because that's what I thought about when you were talking. I was like, you know what? What if it was just a group of Black people that treated him this way? Would they have came to his rescue?
I don't even think they would have treated him that way from the beginning. I don't think it would have gotten to that point.
How profound.
It wouldn't have went there. There just seemed to be like a real sense of sense of entitlement.
And yeah, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But you don't think there are Black people or people of color that feel entitled?
There are
that still have the same entitled, maybe for different reasons, but I think there are some people of color that feel very entitled.
Oh, for sure there are. For sure there are. Right. Right. Oh, yes, I know this.
Right.
I do know that. I just don't think it would have gotten that far.
Okay. So you don't think it would have ever even with an entitled person of color, it would not have escalated to there?
I really don't think so. I'm like, they're too bougie to be getting in fights.
Girl, I just got my hair and my nails did.
Right?
Ooh, I ain't got time.
No, I am a person of color and I own a pontoon boat. It's not going to come down to this. I was not going to resort to this. Like,
I own a private yacht and...
Right, I own a boat.
I don't want to move my boat. And what you going to do about it? Sorry, but you're saying it would have...
I don't think it would have gone to that part. I genuinely don't think so. And maybe I'm wrong. And to be fair, like I was in a TikTok. I wasn't commenting. I was just watching. Mm-hmm. And it's related, but not related, because you know, I was live and I was, you know, this is host. I really like, I like watching what she has to say. And she was talking about, this was part of the topic, but you know how it is. Like it kind of spirals a little bit. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for it, right? Because even though it can be about one thing, there's all these different elements that come into play when it comes to a topic, just like it is here. Like y'all, a lot of people think, okay, well, this is just about this brawl. Yeah, I don't know how to act. Y'all will all jump. But it's not. It's really not. Right. It's bigger than that.
Right.
When you got people blacking out, like, oh, I'm tired of this shit. You know what I mean? So it's bigger than that, right? So right. What she was saying was, it was very interesting because she was saying that we are celebrating, and I'm not saying we like you and I, that we're celebrating the wrong thing. Mm. Oh, right. And I was like,
Look at that.
Ooh, I wish I had like a more of a following where I could like reach out to her and really like pick her brain, because this is just a snippet of the whole lie. But what she was trying to say is that we are our people, mm-hmm. not we, are celebrating the wrong thing. But the flip side of that is, what are we supposed to do? When you see something like that, like I think what she was trying to say is that this isn't something that should be celebrated the way that it is right now, because I think it's more to the sense of like two wrongs just don't make a right. I think is what she was trying to say.
That's facts. That's absolutely correct. But with that being said, just like you spoke to it earlier, now people can see it. And I'm not saying that every course of action was correct. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am seeing is now you have a visual of just how fed up, mm-hmm. just how tired some of our people are. Like, so tired to where you black out and just react, so tired. And you know what? Believe it or not, I had a situation happen to me where I literally forgot. And I think I shared that with you. It was with someone, with a coworker who put their hands on me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think about it. I didn't hesitate. It was just like automatic. And it was too late. You know? And I'm not saying that it was right, but it was just my reaction. But it was my reaction because of past trauma. It was my reaction because this is what I associate that with.
Right.
And so now you're looking at it. You're looking at the angry. You're looking at the tired. You're looking at the fed up. You're looking at the past trauma and hurt. And so maybe, no, without a doubt, she's right. Two wrongs do not make a right. And you're right. Just because it feels good
doesn't mean
it
it's
doesn't
right.
make it right.
Yeah. I know I said that recently and it wasn't on this just because it feels good.
Just because it feels good.
Sure. It's a good
we
point.
Know. I don't speak for myself. I've been in some situations that feel good, but this ain't right.
Just because it feels good though doesn't mean it's good for you.
Oh yeah, that's better.
That's what it was. I don't know where I heard it, but I was like, oh my God, that's great.
Right. That's right.
So
that's right.
Kudos to whoever said that's that right. because I borrowed it.
Right. So it's true. Two wrongs don't make a right. And you're right. Just because it feels good, it doesn't mean that it's right. Yeah. But then tell me.
Well, I mean, I do like she was also kind of talking about like this is going to be generational and trauma within our community. Like she went in and she was upset and I was like, oh my God, like it's so much bigger. Like this shit is real because it's going to circle back to what you were saying. Like if the pontoon boat owners, if they were people of color, would it have resulted in the same thing? It's possible. Now, I want to say that I don't think it would have resulted to, I don't think it would have gotten to that point, but we can't ignore that it can happen. And when I circle back to this live that I was in, this is what she was talking about. She's like, let's not forget that sometimes people in our own community can cause even more pain than people of other communities. That's some real shit right there. And I was like, oh my God. So I'd like to think that no, it wouldn't have gotten that far, but it's possible.
So,
but then it would have been a different kind of story.
Okay, true indeed. So do you think they would have, and I'm not going to answer for you, but I know what I think in my mind. Do you think if the captain of that commercial vehicle would have been a white man asking them to move, it wouldn't have got that far? Do you feel that it wouldn't have got that far either?
Yes. I don't think that it would have gotten that far. If I think if the co-captain had been of the Caucasian persuasion,
I don't think it went a little different.
I was like, what can I say here? I want to be as PC as possible because I know not all of our listeners are not people of color, even though we talk about things that impact our community. Like, I don't want to exclude you from the conversation.
Right.
Or want you to stop listening because these are important conversations. You guys need to know because even though it may seem like this is a people of color problem, it's all of our problems. Okay.
It's community. It's a community. Right.
But I don't think. I think that they would have, if the co-captain would have been of a Caucasian persuasion, I really think they would have been a little bit more respectful. Like one of the things that they were talking about in that, in the press conference was the fact that when they were, well, maybe not. Because one of the things that they, I don't want to call him the police chief, but the police officer that was giving the press conference, he said they made an announcement over some loudspeaker for the pontoon boat to be removed, mm-hmm. and they were greeted. Their response, mm-hmm. they responded mm-hmm. with obscene gestures. I'm assuming the middle finger, and then vile language.
So then,
I just don't know who it was directed. Like, because you don't know who's come across the loudspeaker, right? That's kind of hard to
really. Right.
Okay. Well, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes,
so
no. Well, because I don't. Oh my God. Like I've had people tell. No, since I was a kid, I've had people say, "Well, you don't. You sound like you're." What? I've had people say that. Yeah, they have said that to me, and I'm
really?
Like, okay. Yes. I've had people say that. I've had people say that to me, but like. You know me, I have my professional voice.
Mm-hmm. And then if you get down to business voice.
Okay, you know, that's a fact of life when you are talking to people of color. You will have your professional voice. Right. And then you'll have that's nothing new in our community.
Right.
It's nothing new in our community. What even Hispanic community, like you speak Spanish at home mm-hmm. when you're out, you know, so there's that element. I don't know if people realize that, mm-hmm. but I've had people say that to me. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. If you were talking to me over the phone, you probably wouldn't know because I have my professional voice on. You know what I mean? So
okay, I can see that.
That can go either way.
I can see that. You're right. Because yeah. you don't see anybody when they're on a loudspeaker. Yeah.
So some people, sure.
Some people's already ready. I mean, maybe they was a part of me is like, maybe that sense of entitlement had them already ready. And then let's not leave out the fact that, which we already discussed previously, is that it was already rumored or allegedly they already had somewhat liquid courage mm-hmm. going on here. So it could be a possibility because the two of them that was ready to go at it, they really did seem like they were ready.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Like you've been here before, you are definitely ready. It's like you're looking for this. It's like you're waiting for this. And maybe that's where the inciting of the riot part, because did you hear the part about possible inciting of a riot? And I can't remember what it was I was listening to. I don't know if it was that particular press conference where they was talking about that as a possibility of, you know, they were really,
it might have been, I'd have to watch it again, but it sounds vaguely familiar. I just don't know where, because we have so many like screenshots and
right.
video links to it. I'm like, it's like all jumbled together at this point,
right?
Yeah,
right. They all yeah. seem it's all starting to look alike. I don't know. And I've seen that a couple of parts so many times, but never the full video of, you know, from beginning to end. But I'm pretty sure if we pieced a bunch of those videos together, we would probably have it.
Yes.
From beginning to end.
Right.
Because there were some people that had different angles and...
Yeah.
And right, and different moments. And so maybe piece all of them together, we would, you know, see the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And there was one video that there was this young lady, I don't know how she felt like she needed to jump into the fray, but when I these videos, I've been watching it over and over again. Every time I see it, I'm like, I see something new.
Different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the young lady who was ultimately thrown in the river, she mm-hmm. wasn't even anywhere near this fight that I can recall, but you see her coming down the gangway and it looked like she was trying to protect one of the other females who was getting wailed on, and she just got some too. She threw herself into the fray. I just don't know if she knew them or maybe she was just trying to protect another woman. Cause that's mm-hmm. you know.
I could see that. I could yeah. see that. Regardless of what ethnicity that woman is, and I think if I would have saw, you know what I'm saying, that would have been my instinct. Maybe not in this particular circumstances, I'm not gonna say that. I don't know. I told you how I feel about that. I kind of feel like Q on that one, like we might be we fighting,
right? Yeah.
I don't really know because So many times people are, it's so easy for people to sit back and say shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Mm-hmm.
In every scenario, in every situation, you have your people that be like, I wouldn't have handled it like this, or I would have did this, but you don't know what you do if you're confronted and you're in that situation. You don't know. So, you know, it's kind of up in the air.
Well, because people are crazy. I mean, I'm not,
as
people
hell.
Are crazy.
As hell.
You just don't, like, you just don't know. And I'm not, yeah. Like, I was watching the news today. I sat down today and I said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and watch this news. And I watched this shit and I was like, these mother, like, people are crazy.
But do you think that people can be pushed
uh-huh.
to...
Oh, girl.
To that, like a normal, calm person, right? Or do you think that was just always in them? Because I feel like it's in everybody.
No, it's in everyone.
I feel like it's in under the right circumstances. If you put me in the right damn situation, right?
No, it's true. Because I have had moments where I would like, I don't want to call it a spaz out moment, but I have had moments where it's just like, enough of this shit.
Right.
I am sick of it. And it depending on the time of when it, like, depending on where I was in my life, it can vary. Mm-hmm. But I know I've had moments where I was like, you need to be scared of me. But usually that's only come, like, that type of anger is only incited for me if I feel like at some point you are intentionally trying to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where, like, I have gone off. So I think it's in anybody. You can be pushed to a limit.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult, we have to say, we have to have a little bit of a better sense of ourselves to say, you nip it in the bud before it gets to that point. And sometimes we don't do that.
I'm going to tell you what somebody said, and I remember being utterly offended. And they was talking about a completely different situation. And I was offended, and maybe it's just me, but they was actually talking about a person that had PTSD.
Mm.
And they was saying PTSD that caused her to lose custody.
Mm-hmm.
This, okay. Just hear me out. It was her PTSD.
Okay.
That caused her to lose custody. Right? And she got PTSD. She was a soldier that fought for the country. Okay? Just hear me out. She lost her child due to her PTSD. She could hardly function. Right? And so this person says, oh, I don't know about PTSD, but like when it comes to your kids, you have to get it together. And it's so easy, again, for someone on the outside looking in to say such a thing. And in this moment, when I'm looking at how these people are reacting to what's going down, I'm not saying that that's PTSD per se, but that definitely is what I, that's that past trauma. That's that past stuff that you're seeing, all this stuff that you can't do nothing about. But in this moment, I can do something about this.
Mm-hmm. Just think about,
that's how I look at it. And I could be wrong. Like so many people, I feel like can sit back and judge. But if you're not in there, you know, if you don't know what PTSD is, if you don't have past traumas, if you've never had to deal with being in this type of situation, I feel like that kind of eliminates you somewhat. But I feel like it should tone down your level of judgment. Like do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, who are you to say anything about what anybody else's reaction should be? Now, does it mean that their reaction was correct? No, but that's their reaction and that's for them to have to deal with. But for anybody else to kind of sit back and look at that and shoulda, coulda, wouldas, or, I take offense to that. I take offense to that because you don't know what you'd do if you was confronted with a certain situation. You have no idea.
Yeah. And you're right. Like that gentleman, I mean, oh my God, I don't want to make it funny, but they call him like whack-a-mole chair guy. He did whack-a-mole with the chair. You know that.
Honey, I ain't going to lie. I was about to buy me some folding chairs. I'm just saying. You might not even be able to buy no folding chairs. Go on to Walmart. Let's see if they got.
Of course, TikTok. I saw a video where somebody, I guess it must have been in Alabama, they were driving around with a chair on the top of the floor.
Oh my God.
I missed it.
Did you get the one that I sent you with the guy was sleeping with the folding chair? Like he was walking out his house. Oh my God, girl, oh that was anything. It was hilarious.
Not to make light of it. Sorry, y'all, but some of these videos are really funny. And it's wrong. I know it's wrong.
What about the guy? Wait, what about the guy that was like, you want to go on a boat this weekend? Sure. And he was like, what kind of boat? Did you see that meat? Did you see that?
No.
Oh my God. And she was like, a platoon boat. And then, I'm going to send you that one. But like, don't you kind of have to do that? Don't you kind of have to have that moment where you have to find, I'm not saying that it's not to be taken serious. I would never say anything like that, but I do feel like stuff like that is so necessary.
Well, because it's serious stuff.
Right. I feel like the comedy, and I think I've always shared that why I like comedy the way I do, especially like stand up, is because it really does. Not make light of a situation, but some of the most painful things. Have you ever noticed that? It's like some of the most painful things are the things that we can turn into a joke.
Maybe I'm not mature enough for that just yet.
Right? I'm telling you.
Wait, let me think.
I can do it. That's my coping mechanism. I can do it and not even realize that I've done it.
Well, some of it is, I will share that sometimes it could be to a certain degree. Now, I haven't done this in a very long time, but I would get hysterical laughter. And I noticed that once I started going to therapy, that doesn't happen anymore. But yeah, like I don't. I'm trying to think of a time where maybe I may crack jokes. Yes, I have. I know I have. I just can't pull it to my memory. I can't pull it together.
In a minute, I swear, I can crack a joke. I can find in the middle of just about anything. And it's really not a disrespectful thing. It's just the only way I feel like I deal with that. I don't know. Like, I have to. Like, I have to find the humor in it. Even if I can't find it in that moment, I have to. I guess maybe that's my way of finding a brighter side to it. I don't really know. It's kind of weird.
It's definitely a coping mechanism, for sure.
I can find a joke. I'm telling you. Like, I don't know if I ever told you about that. About the call and the young man that I don't talk about that, but I won't even bring it up. But anyway, okay. it was a really kind of messed up situation, and even in that moment I had to, like, in that moment, as bad as it was, I have found a joke in there somewhere, and I have felt so bad because I had walked by like one of the family members, and I was like, damn, I hope this person don't think that I am making fun of the situation. So I really did go to that family person and I told them, I was like, I want you to know we were not at all by any means. And she was so like, she was like, no, she was like, I promise you, I didn't even think that, not one time. She did tell me, but
okay,
she did, because
I will say
I'm very respectful, you know what I mean. But I will find a joke in there somewhere. And I think the jokes, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it's a part of the healing. Right? No?
Yes.
Maybe
yes
it's just
no.
Me?
Yes and no. No. Okay. Yeah. Like, I know I have said, like, I know recently I said something that I was like, oh God, why the fuck did you say that? But it was an awkward moment at a very hard time. And then I said something and I was like, oh God, I hope she's not offended. Like, I wasn't trying to be mean, but I just didn't understand where the person was coming from. Mm-hmm. And I don't, I don't want to go into details because it's very, like, I just can't, because I'm going to get emotional, and I just don't want to do that right now. But I remember, I wasn't trying to be funny, but I had said something that, and I may have come across as being an asshole. And I was like, I wasn't trying to be an asshole. I was legitimately saying, like, God, I really hope that this didn't happen to you. But it came out in a way that could have been perceived as me being an asshole. Like, I meant what I said, but I meant it to the sense of, like, I really hope that you didn't experience something like this. It wasn't, like, in a shady way, but after I thought about it, I was like, you know, I could have come off. See. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this ain't the time. Fuck, like, I'm not going to address it. Like, you're not... how do I say this? Like, you're not, without coming across as an even bigger asshole.
By pointing it out, you're like, oh, let's make it worse.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Like, no, because, like, the person is not, like, an active participant in my life. They're not friends of me. They're not family. They're friends of family. And I was like, they're not.
That's a little different.
So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and let it go. And then if it becomes an issue, I guess one of y'all can come talk to me about it. And I'll be that.
We'll address it in.
Right. Because, like,
I'll still give you my opinion.
Right.
Which may or may not have changed by the time you address it.
So I know, I think I have said, like, random stuff or... out of awkwardness, or I may have tried to make a joke, make light of something just to kind of alleviate some of the tension. I know I've done that. So I think I like you. I like you also do that. Not, you know, I can't use my words. I can't use my words right now. I'm sorry. So yes, I do the same thing. but I think you're right. Like, we have to, because it's either that or cry. Right. Like, seeing this here, like, when you keep watching it over and over again, you really realize that, yo, people are really fighting. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, you know, when we were talking about Kalisha Hood, like, all these people stood around and did nothing.
Right.
They did nothing. So I sit there and I think, well, I'm happy people did something. But right. This was a lot.
Right. But not only were they fighting, that when I look at it, not only were they fighting, but they really meant it. I can't even explain. How do I put this in words? It was like they were going for it. It wasn't no just fighting. Right? Yeah. It was like...
it's going down.
Right. It was like, it's going down. Like, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to get my dude.
Right. Do you think, like, I was doing a little bit more digging, I saw, now I will not say this person's name because I won't give them that, but that crazy orange man was in
the low area. And
he was in the area the day before. And I think, like, we also, we kind of know that there's been things that that person has said.
All hyped up.
That.
I'm sorry.
Now, I'm not going to take away that maybe some of the stuff that he actually did do for the Black community, because that's a real thing. Like, help that woman get released from prison when she was kind of. So I don't want to take away that, because that was actually a good thing. But some of the things that he said, like when it came to Charlottesville, like, oh, there were really good people on both sides. I don't care. No white supremacist, I think, is a good, there were good people. No. Okay. No. No. So that person has said things that are kind of off collar, whatever you want to, however the fuck you want to phrase this shit.
Right.
And when you consider what happened in our own capital, like, there's things that that person has said that has helped incite their certain things. So I thought it was kind of interesting. I'm like, so I wonder, this is a big thing, him coming to town, right?
I don't know.
Do you think that has anything to do with it?
That's what I was going to say.
That bravado?
I feel, you know, I feel like this right here. I was like, I don't want to give that person any more credit than what they need. And then I don't want to blame that person for anything either. Mm. Like, people are who they really are. And I don't know if him being there had anything to do with these people's natural sense of entitlement at all. Like, maybe it's coincidence. I don't, that's just like, and I could be wrong. Okay. So, you know, I could be wrong. So, you know, step in there, but that's just like people that always blame the devil for something. You know what I'm saying?
Some people are.
This is true. This is accurate. This is good. That's good. But I'm just saying, you know how some people be like, oh, the devil busy or the devil this, and you be looking at them like, no, this ain't got nothing to do with the devil right here, boo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Like, I'm not saying that it's not a possibility that somehow that is connected, or maybe that's where they got a little bit of extra dose of encouragement other than the liquor or whatever it was. It's that's very possible, but like, I don't know, sis. Like, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. Well, I feel like, do you feel to a degree that certain, like, there's been some people have felt a little bit more empowered to be the racist that they are?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh.
Okay, so that's this kind of stuff, like, I don't know.
Yes.
That's
kind of stuff
that, and to be fair, like, I'm sure he ain't the first that has been racist in the past, because let's be real, how many? Okay. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's coincidental and interesting that was like, does that play into is that a factor of this, or of that sense of it's okay to be a racist? Openly.
Can I tell you something though? All jokes aside.
At least like
for me, no, real talk. And I mean this genuinely. It's good for me. It's good for me. Like, I don't, you're entitled to be a racist. I don't really care that you're a racist. As a matter of fact, I'll respect you even more for being that blunt about it. I'll actually prefer that, because see, you have some racists that are undercover and they cut your throat. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Like, I'd rather know what I'm dealing with. So tell me how you feel about me. I'm cool. And half the time, you ain't even really got to tell me.
You know what I think is funny, though?
Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? Like, don't you, like, I mean, sometimes we'd be wrong. But you, look, hey, you ain't even got to tell me. I already know. And now that I know how I'm moving with you.
Oh, yes. I've had that happen to me. Oh, my God. That was right? Hard. I'm like, oh, well, I wish I would have known this before.
Right. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, you can, you're entitled to how you feel about me or any other person of color. You're entitled to feel the way you feel.
But that doesn't give you a license to, like, okay, so the basic premise, like, just be respectful. Just treat people how you want to be treated. You don't want to be yelled at. You just treat people how you want to be treated. It's a very basic principle. I don't care if what religion, race, sex, it's a basic principle. Like, I don't know who raised you, who raised these people, how these people were raised, or maybe it just was the fucking liquid courage. I don't know.
I don't even want to put that on their parents. Like, you know,
they just, sometimes your kids are just assholes. Sometimes your kids are just assholes.
I'm just saying.
It's true. Oh, I know. But, like, I'm like, what? So, I mean, it's a basic foundation. Don't take the religion out of it. Take all that shit out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, on a human level, just treat people how you want to be treated. So even, and that's the thing, like, you don't want to like somebody because of their race or because of whatever it is that you don't like them, but you're targeting this one thing that you, for whatever reason, I don't like you because of this.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really make sense to me.
I'm extra nice to those type of people though.
No, I don't like, it doesn't make sense to me. Cause I'm like, if you work off of the basic principle of treat people how you want to be treated, I say, are you okay with someone not liking you because, I don't know, you've got short hair? Or is it okay for someone not to like you because you got big feet? Like just taking it down to
That's
the
true.
basics. Like,
Okay.
treat people how you want to be treated.
Okay, I agree. Treat people the way you want to be treated, but why you dislike me or any other person doesn't really matter. And you have the right to that. You as an individual, you have the right to like and dislike anything that you want to. And it doesn't matter to me. My thing is the same thing you said. Just be respectful. Even if you don't like me, just handle me appropriately. They're entitled to how they feel. They are. They could be wrong, but they're entitled to how you feel. We had a similar conversation about this earlier. It's like that person has a right to how they feel. They do. They have the right to
That's
feel
true.
the way they feel. Okay, but
Mm-hmm.
it's what they do with that that can make it dangerous. It's what they do with that that can make it not okay. I don't care that you don't like me because I'm a person of color. I'm dope. It's your loss. I don't care. Right? But what you're not gonna do is get funky with it. What you're not gonna do is, like you said, treat me like you unlost your mind. Because, like we said earlier, anybody can be pushed, right? So just don't push me. Just don't push me. Leave me be, right? Because I'm not gonna disrespect you. I'm not gonna come looking for anything. I know how you feel about me, and it's okay. And I think we talked about this one time before. When people act like that, like they act like they have a issue with people of color or women of color or whatever, it makes me be extra nice. Because see, I'm not gonna give you the benefit of fitting me in your little box. I'm not even gonna give you the benefit of being able to say,
No,
I
I
won't
don't
do it.
even. I won't even give you my
I
time.
won't even do it.
I don't.
I'm not gonna do it. Why? Because see, that's what you're looking for. And because I know that's what you're looking for, I ain't even gonna give it to you. I refuse.
It's like,
Now, okay.
I like, I get that. It's like kill them with kindness, you know? I get that concept, but I'm like, no, I won't. Like, I won't let. Like, once I know where you are and where you stand, I wouldn't invite anyone like that, not into my space. And I know that's not what you mean, but I'm like,
No.
I would be like, yeah, I can't have you. I can't. Like, I will not be disrespectful because that's not me. But like, I would truly minimize any contact that I have with someone like that, because I'm like, I don't want to invite that type of energy into my space.
Right, but sometimes you don't really have control over it. Sometimes it's in a work environment. So in a work environment, that person is going to be in your space because y'all have to work together. Y'all got to do this. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to accomplish the mission. Everything else, y'all personal feelings, that junk got to go aside because it's all about getting the job done, right? And so in situations like that is what I mean. Generally, like out there, heck no, I'm like you. Hey, listen, I know what you about, so I ain't even rocking with you. I'm not even gonna have you, like you said, in my space. I don't even want that around me because I see how you operate and I see what you think, right? Just like I was telling you, I think I shared with you that when I used to work for I used to work for these people. I don't want to say who it is, okay? I used to work for these people and they would always sit around and us the Mexican people in the area, right? And I used to sit back there and listen, and that let me know out the gate. I can imagine what you say about me when I'm not around, right? And so And so it let me know how to address them. Like, okay, so here, yep, we have a working relationship. Don't invite me to nothing because I ain't coming. I don't want to see you outside of this time frame right here. During this time frame right here, I got your back. We're gonna get the task done. But once I punch out, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just kind of interesting to see how this is kind of all playing out. This, and I know we got off topic. Like sometimes we do. Sorry, people. We just, it's like a rabbit hole. Sometimes you get to talking about one thing, and because it is somewhat intertwined, it can go down a rabbit hole. But
Sorry.
we're gonna pull it together. Back to
Back to
the
the
boat. Back to the boat. I'm interested to see if there's going to be any additional arrests and or warrants issued, or if it's potentially going to be labeled as a hate crime because, you can't ignore that piece when it comes to this. You can't.
You can't.
Ugh.
Even though we want to, like I like in the first like the first episode that we did about it, we really did try to say,
Yeah. We tried hard. Okay.
we did,
It
we
was an
did.
internal battle. Like, but can we
Can we
really? But
say that it's not that? Can we say
it's.
it's not because it's a black guy coming to axe?
But let's not ignore that this is what it was. We can't ignore it. There's a lot of people that are of the mindset like, oh, let me think. Okay, so like looking at. All right, let me try to pull my thoughts together here. Okay, so for example, when we were talking about that girl who was missing, what was her name?
Carly, Carly,
Carly.
Carly,
Carly
Carly,
Russell.
Carly Russell. That's it.
Okay, so when we were talking about her, race was a factor in this. Not because she was missing, because there's plenty of people that go missing, but it was a factor when you consider how many women are missing, that are people of color, considering the percentage of the population that we are. So you have to take it into account. We can't ignore these things. I was initially thinking about George Floyd, and I was like, no, I don't want to. I can't. Because even like when you look at that, when you look at that, that's one of the things that I think is going to be a generational trauma. Because anytime I think of that, like my heart hurts. I didn't know that man. I didn't know that man. And I'm. Can't imagine what his family went through. But like it hurts even just saying his name. So like that generational stuff is real. Or the hurts that come from seeing acts like that, or even acts like that, like what happened at that brawl, you feel it. You feel it in your whole being.
Now that's true. That is so true because when I first saw just the first portion of it almost brought me to tears. And I'll say that I'm guilty. Like I am so guilty because when I saw them get they behind jumped on us that's there was that piece of me that was like damn right and y'all deserve every lick y'all get, but that's that hurt talking, that's that past trauma talking, That's that PTSD talking. Like, that's that I didn't have any control when this situation happened, but look at them, they taking control. That's right, do it. You know? And so it doesn't make it right at all. I'm not saying that. I'm not justifying any type of violence. But what I am saying is that I get it.
Yeah, the anger and the hurt that comes from it.
I get it.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to know what we're talking about unless you've experienced it. But like that hurt is indescribable. And you'd have to like, yeah, it's indescribable. But that's like when that man said he blacked out, I was like, yeah, I can kind of see why he might have.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it. I really could, because I've done it. Like I said earlier, I've done it.
Yeah.
Before I had knew it, I like, you know, already punched the person. It's too late then. I already reacted. And I really didn't. I don't know if I want to say I blacked out. It was just my instant reaction. And so I could see that. I could 100% see that.
Yeah.
I could see it.
So we'll continue to follow this story. I don't know if we're going to have another episode about this particular topic. But I know that I plan on following it. If you guys want to hear a part 3, we're happy to do it.
Right? Just let us know.
Hey, just let us know. We'll do it.
Or if you want to come on, right? Like maybe someone that was present.
Right? Yes.
Maybe someone that was present that saw it, if they would like to speak on it. And we're here for it. We'll welcome you. You know, we're small time, so I don't know, but if we'll be honored.
Won't be forever.
We're not forever, people. Right?
So we're gonna be worldwide.
Be honored to have you, you know what I'm saying? Because one day you're gonna be honored to have us one of these days. But, yeah, definitely, you know. Anybody. Yeah. That was there,
or even any experts, therapists you want to jump on here and talk about like the generational trauma piece and how that can affect, you know, our thinking in a high stress situation, because that sure was.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys want to shed some light for us, we are here for it, and
I love it.
Yeah, we'd love that. So as always, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate your listens and, of course, your support. Yeah, thank you.
And feedback. Don't forget feedback. We're here for it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.